The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, let me give you some breaking good news before we get into some really disgusting news. The Arizona Supreme Court has handed down a very important decision today. We have been watching the case of two young ladies in Phoenix, Arizona, who have a cake shop. No. They have an art studio. Pardon me. Art studio. Brush and Nib Study. Boy, I'm having trouble talking. Brush and Nib Studio. Their names, Joanna Duca and Brianna Koski. And it's an art studio. They do customized artwork for customers and so forth. Well, either, and I don't recall which, it was either a homosexual couple or a lesbian couple came and said, we want you to do a commissioned piece of art for our wedding, a same-sex wedding. And Joanna and Brianna said very kindly, I never read anything that they were anything but gracious and kind, and said, no, we can't do that. That would violate our Christian convictions. So they went to the city of Phoenix. And the city of Phoenix charged them with a crime. Yeah, there is a law on the books in Phoenix, an anti-discrimination law. And that's why I constantly warn all of us about these anti-discrimination laws. Almost all of the anti-discrimination laws have one purpose, to discriminate. They're not about anti-discrimination at all. They're not about equality. They're about exceptional rights, special rights for a small minority and so forth. Well, that was the case in Phoenix. Well, listen to this, and let me just read from the news release. The Arizona Supreme Court today ruled that the city of Phoenix cannot use a criminal law to force two artists to design and create custom wedding invitations expressing messages that conflict with their core beliefs. Such coercion, the court held, would violate the fundamental principle that, quote, an individual has autonomy over his or her speech and thus may not be forced to speak a message he or she does not wish to say. The court ruled in favor of Joanna Duca and Brianna Koski, owners of Brush and Nib Studio, who were under threat of up to 6 months in jail, $2,500 in fines, and 3 years of probation for each day. Can I repeat that? They were under threat of 6 months of jail time, $2,500 in fine, and 3 years of probation for each day the city would find them in violation of the law. The Arizona Supreme Court has thrown it out and ruled the Phoenix, Arizona law unconstitutional. The wonderful folks at Alliance Defending Freedom took this case on and represented them free of charge. That's why I love to have representatives from ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom, on the program, and they are worthy of your prayers and certainly your support. Later this afternoon, they are going to hold a press conference in Phoenix to rejoice in the Supreme Court decision. So that is a state Supreme Court, but it should be good news for people in other states that are facing similar kinds of discrimination in the name of anti-discrimination. So good for them. That's a case we've been watching for a couple of years now. And then this case, if you have not, oh my goodness, if you have not heard of this, Dr. Ulrich Klopfer was an abortion doctor who passed away on September 3rd of this year, just a few days ago. He was an abortion provider in South Bend, Indiana for many years. However, his license was suspended back in 2015 over multiple violations of state law. By the way, South Bend, Indiana, that is where Pete Buttigieg is the mayor. Mayor Pete, who's running for president of the United States. Yep, this is South Bend, Indiana. So anyway, his license, medical license, was suspended back in 2015. He appealed on a number of occasions. He never did get his medical license back. Well, he died on September 3rd. His family started to go through his house, and they found something absolutely macabre and evil. This abortion doctor had been saving the bodies of aborted babies and preserving them in jars. How many? A dozen? Oh, no. 100? No. 500? No. 1,000? 2,246, quote, medically preserved aborted babies. This is like Gosnell over in Pennsylvania, who's serving life imprisonment. This has been going on for years. 2,246 medically preserved aborted babies. What kind of an evil, fallen, disgusting fetish could this be? I have no idea where they were in there, his attic, his basement. 2,246 bodies of aborted babies. Somehow, in this man's perverted, twisted, evil mind, he got pleasure out of looking at the bodies of the babies that he had killed. And I would imagine that in most of these cases, I don't know for sure, the investigation is just beginning. This is kind of breaking news. I would imagine that in most of these cases, this doctor assured the mother, I'll take care of the baby. You know, I'll make sure that the baby's taken care of. Yeah, he took the body home. A representative from Live Action, which is a wonderful pro-life organization, said this, quote, the grisly discovery is reminiscent of what investigators found when they raided the Philadelphia abortion facility of now-imprisoned abortionist Kermit Gosnell, who kept aborted fetal body parts in jars in his facility. Now, Pete Buttigieg, even though he's running for president, is still mayor of South Bend, Indiana. It's going to be fascinating to see if he makes any kind of statement about this grotesque, gruesome, horrible discovery in his town. Later in the story, Klopfer had his license to perform abortions suspended for numerous violations. Get this. Among them, performing an abortion on a 10-year-old girl who was raped by her uncle and then not reporting the rape to authorities. Didn't turn the guy in. An uncle raped this 10-year-old girl. He performed an abortion and never told anybody. At a medical licensing board hearing held in August of 2016, Dr. Klopfer argued he was not obligated to report all incidents in which an underage girl becomes pregnant. He said, if I have a child, 13 or 14, coming to the clinic for an abortion with her mother or father or both, it doesn't mean in each and every case that it's child abuse. a 13-year-old that needs an abortion, a 13-year-old that's pregnant, that's not child abuse? An evil, evil man. He's dead. I am sure that right now he is facing the penalty for his evil deeds, but in God's hands. Again, let's watch to see if this case gets any national attention at all. Now, if 2,200 babies were buried in somebody's backyard, it would be everywhere, but these are aborted babies. So number one, it'll be fascinating to see if it gets any attention whatsoever. And then secondly, if Mayor Pete Buttigieg has any comment at all about this sickening, grotesque, evil thing that was uncovered in his city. It will say a lot about Mayor Pete. Quick break. We'll return.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Wait, what? What? Seriously? Are you kidding me? A state university administration that's actually making sense? Yeah, and it's at Purdue. This is kind of a cool story. Purdue University is in the middle of the Chick-fil-A fight. This is happening all over the country. Students want Chick-fil-A on campus as a restaurant somewhere on the campus. The campus activists, usually the student government and usually some faculty members and often the entire administration say, no, 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 they're a bunch of hate-mongering bigots, which is absolutely untrue. Chick-fil-A, there is not an ounce of evidence that they are hate-mongering bigots. They don't discriminate against anyone. They serve anybody. They hire anybody. To my knowledge, and I keep saying this, and no one has given me information to the contrary, I don't know of one single discrimination complaint that has ever been filed against Chick-fil-A by an LGBTQ activist that couldn't get service or applied for a job. And it's a total lie. It's a complete fabrication. But as you and I say, often the liberal left does not deal with fact and truth, but emotions and hysteria. So the hysteria says Chick-fil-A hates gays. And the administration of Purdue voted to welcome a Chick-fil-A on campus. Well, the student government flips out a handful of the faculty and staff at Purdue flip out, and they begin passing petitions and having protests and so forth. We're not going to have Chick-fil-A on our campus because some of our students are afraid. Afraid of dead chickens? Well, anyway. Well, Purdue, the administration of Purdue has said, we're going to have Chick-fil-A. Yeah, we're going to have Chick-fil-A. Here's the story. A Chick-fil-A is set to open on campus at Purdue in the fall of 2020. The Journal and Courier newspaper ran an article last week quoting faculty members and students opposed to the decision. Then the story says, the company is owned by a Christian family and has made donations that have been criticized by LGBTQ groups. Well, they can make contributions to anyone they want to. But anyway, Linda Procobi, a professor and member of the university Senate's Equity and Diversity Committee. Remember? Equity and Diversity. Diversity, yeah. Told the newspaper that, quote, listen to this, there are students, there are staff, and there are faculty on this campus who are hurting by a decision made by this university to bring Chick-fil-A to the campus. Hurting, afraid, because of Chick-fil-A. However, late Friday afternoon, Purdue released a statement standing by its decision. It referenced a petition signed by more than 3,500 people on campus requesting Chick-fil-A on the campus. And I want you to listen to this. Finally, a university administration is using common sense. Here's their statement. Quote, while we respect and protect the rights of all to express their opinions at Purdue, this clarification is intended to reassure our students and others that this long-requested dining option will not be taken from them and to dispel any impression that Purdue would ever seriously consider such an action. Listen, we would not be promoting choice and freedom by depriving thousands of people in our community of a choice they have long sought and are already taking advantage of in large numbers. And we would not be practicing inclusion by excluding a completely legitimate business and its staff from our campus. Yes! Finally, somebody in the academic world that says, you know what? Excluding people does not really promote inclusion. If we're going to be inclusive, then let's not practice exclusion. I love this. Again, this is from the administration. We would not be promoting choice and freedom by depriving thousands of people in our community of a choice they have long sought and are already taking advantage of, and we would not be practicing inclusion by excluding a completely legitimate business and its staff from our campus. They are rejecting the tyranny of the minority. Well, the student body president, who is a homosexual, is flipping out. He says, as student body president and as an openly gay student, this is something I'm confronting on a daily basis. And he goes on to say that students are frightened. There's just so much material there. Again, frightened about a bunch of dead chickens on the campus. But I am so pleased that finally the administration of a major American university has stood up for constitutional rights, common sense, and real inclusion. May their tribe increase, and may Ohio State beat them big when we face them. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.